And so he went to the well of water and looked into it. And lo, his face was as the face of a toad, and his body was scaled like an adder. And he flung himself down on the grass and wept, and said to himself, "Surely this has come upon me by reason of my sin. For I have denied my mother, and driven her away, and been proud and cruel to her. Wherefore I will go and seek her through the whole world, nor will I rest till I have found her." And there came to him the little daughter of the woodcutter, and she put her hand upon his shoulder and said, "What doth it matter if thou hast lost thy comeliness? Stay with us, and I will not mock at thee." And he said to her, "Nay, but I have been cruel to my mother, and as a punishment has this evil been sent to me. Wherefore I must go hence, and wander through the world till I find her, and she gives me her forgiveness." So he ran away into the forest, and called out to his mother to come to him. But there was no answer. All day long he called to her, and when the sun set, he lay down to sleep on a bed of leaves, and the birds and the animals fled from him, for they remembered his cruelty. And he was alone, save for the toad that watched him, and the slow adder that crawled past. And in the morning he rose up, and plucked some bitter berries from the trees and ate them, and took his way through the great wood, weeping sorely. And of everything that he met, he made inquiry if perchance they had seen his mother. He said to the mole, "Thou canst go beneath the earth. Tell me, is my mother there?" And the mole answered, "Thou hast blinded mine eyes. How should I know?" He said to the linnet, "Thou canst fly over the tops of the tall trees, and canst see the whole world. Tell me, canst thou see my mother?" And the linnet answered, "Thou hast clipped my wings for thy pleasure. How should I fly?" And to the little squirrel who lived in the fir tree and was lonely, he said, "Where is my mother?" And the squirrel answered, "Thou hast slain mine. Dost thou seek to slay thine also?"